This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Spring home buying seems to be off to a robust start, new homes at least. The Census Bureau says sales of those new homes rose 4.5% February to March, the third straight month of gains, thanks in part to lower interest rates and lower prices. Meanwhile, the way people buy and sell homes in this economy is changing. There is news today that the biggest real estate chain in the country, Keller Williams, is getting into something called the instant buyer business, making cash offers to home sellers up front before even listing the properties. That'll bring Keller Williams' 180,000 or so agents into competition with tech companies like Zillow and Opendoor and Offerpad, who are doing something similar. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains why a brick-and-mortar realtor is getting into business that was pioneered digitally.
Let's say you want to sell your house. You could go the traditional route, fix it up, stage it, and endure looky-loos traipsing through your door until you get a good offer. Or you could request an instant offer from a growing number of companies known as iBuyers and sell within a few days.
There's a surprising number of people who value the convenience and simplicity.
Galen Ziegler is director of operations at Keller Offers.
And they will give up portions of their equity in a home in order to have that convenience.
Keller Williams will launch the service in Dallas-Fort Worth next month and expand to 6 to 8 cities by the end of the year. The reason, Ziegler says, is pretty straightforward.
We decided that we needed to.
Billions of dollars are pouring into the iBuyer business from Zillow and Redfin and startups like Opendoor and Offerpad. Analyst Brad Erickson with Needham & Company says this is a defensive move for the brokerage.
Keller Williams' objective is to broker home sales. And so if they see that their competitors are out providing liquidity and that may be pulling business elsewhere from their brokerage business, then of course that's why they have to get involved.
But how many people will accept a likely lower offer rather than try their chances on the market, especially in a hot market? Real estate tech strategist Mike Delpretti says last year there were only about 25,000 transactions.
And that's 0.2% market share. But that's national, and none of the iBuyers are national yet.
But there's room to grow. In Phoenix, where iBuyers have been operating for several years, they capture about 6% of sales. And Delpretti says 20 to 30% of serious sellers in Phoenix request an instant offer before bringing their homes to market.
Why wouldn't you? There's no risk. But just, you know, be warned that, once you do that, and you're in somebody's system, like, yeah, you're a lead. And they know you're interested in selling your house. So there's going to be real estate agents knocking at your door to try to get your business to help you sell your home.
And those leads may be more profitable for brokers than flipping homes. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.